You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
This morning, brothers, we have a passage from the Old Testament, which is a bit unusual when we're considering the return of the Lord, because the Old Testament hasn't yet, in a sense, testified to the first coming of the Lord, and so it doesn't speak in a very deliberate way about the second. And yet, this does speak about the Lord's return. As we'll see, it helps shape the language of the New Testament scriptures themselves. This is from Joel. Our passage runs from verse 9 to 18. I'll read much of it, but I'll skip some of the verses for its length. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am a warrior. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Go in, tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for their evil is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. The Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth quake. But the Lord is a refuge for his people, a stronghold to the people of Israel. So you shall know that I am the Lord your God who dwell in Zion, my holy mountain, and Jerusalem shall be holy, and strangers shall never again pass through it. And in that day the mountains shall drip sweet wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the stream beds of Judah shall flow with water, and a fountain shall come forth from the house of the Lord, and water from the valley of Shittim. These are never easy passages to deal with. They're full of a very strong language, of these strong allusions. It isn't a neat narrative that we can follow easily. One of the things that's helpful to see is that in the Old Testament, there are scriptures that speak about the coming of the Lord, his Messiah, the coming of the day of God. And they're all compressed into sort of like one horizon, you might say. What happens with the coming of the Lord, of Jesus, is that what's compressed into sort of one horizon is distinguished. What the Lord came to do in his saving death is distinguished from what he's going to do when he comes again and restores the kingdom. And so what we have here is this kind of compressed account, but especially Joel is speaking about what we now understand as the coming of the Lord, the return of the Lord. Many lines and ideas here to follow up on in our meditation. Just to note a couple of them. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. This is quoted almost verbatim in Revelation 14, verse 14 to 16, speaking about the final harvest at the end of the age. Clearly it's a reference here to Joel and this coming battle and judgment that the Lord will bring about. The whole surrounding idea is a great battle happening and the Lord coming with his warriors from above. And we see here an outline of what is developed in Revelation 19, of the great battle that the Lord will wage. It even speaks about the sun and moon being darkened and the stars withdrawing their shining. This language is picked up by the words of Jesus in his final discourse when speaking about the last days. So Joel here is presenting some of those truths that very much point to the second coming of the Lord. Just to note, the very end moves from the battle and the raging to the result, which is that God will dwell with his people. And this marvelous image of the mountains dripping with sweet wine and the hills with milk. And it's meant to be a picture of the messianic land, the fruitfulness of it, and in a sense the messianic banquet. It's the new age of the Messiah that will come, and that I think gives us great hope. One final comment, when looking to say, well, looking at all these grand things being played like a great symphony, what's our response? Is there any word here for us? And this line that I read about, let the weak say, I am a warrior. In times of great difficulty, which this is speaking about, the tendency is to be fearful, is to cringe, is to shrink back. And I think even in our day, in our times, there's a tendency to lose heart and say, who can stand in the difficulties we're going through? The passage calls us the weak, which is what we are, to be strong, to be warriors, to stand with the Lord, to stand firm in the day and trust that the Lord will bring about his good plan in his own day.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.